Welcome to your podcast. This is Mike. And before I start the actual episode, I just want to acknowledge that Apple came out with some new tags for the RSS feed as it relates to the Apple Podcasts directory and the Apple Podcasts apps. We did not discuss that too much because it hadn't happened when we recorded. For full coverage of that, be sure to tune in next time for your podcast and also the New Media Show, number 170 at newmediashow.com. Todd and Rob talk all about it. So if you are not subscribed to that, go to newmediashow.com and check that out. Otherwise, we will have some coverage here either at PowerPress Podcast or your podcast. Now, on with the actual show.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to your podcast. This is Todd Cochran, your co-host. Of course, I want to welcome my co-host to your podcast. Mike, welcome.
Hey, Todd. And you sound remote.
I am remote. And so this is a little different. So you're in charge of recording today. I'm in charge of dialing in via Skype.
There you go. Yeah, a roving reporter, reporting from parts unknown.
Yeah, I'm out on the East Coast, Washington, D.C. currently, so getting ready to actually head your way for a couple of days for a kid's graduation. But other than that, I have just been burning midnight oil on both ends here, been busy. But, you know, we're kind of put this show together in a hurry today because I've been kind of crazy busy with meetings and so forth, and you've been busy with taking care of customers and everything else, so for those of you that are listening, we threw your podcast together today in about 10 minutes. So hopefully it doesn't sound like a 10-minute show.
Nah, we've always got plenty to talk about. So it's generally, topics are not hard to come up with. So
yeah.
It's all good.
But I want to talk just a second, Mike, about what I do on the road and some things. And it's been a while since I've done a road show. And I travel with a very small mini travel kit. I have a Zoom H6 recorder, and I use an Audio Technica BPHS1 headset. I know you've got one of those yourself. And one thing that I noticed when I was doing my show on Monday night here from the hotel room was that, and I'm not using it now, I'm on a Bluetooth headset today, is that in the studio, the way I'm set up, I can get pretty close to the mic and not have it sound breathy. And as I was going through and kind of, after I got the show recorded on Monday, I was going back and listening to, just a little bit of it to make sure that, my levels were right and everything. And I could hear my, the breath coming in every once in a while, and it just made me cringe. So it's one of those things where if you're recording a lot from a specific location, in other words, if you're, in your home or in your studio, and then you go on travel and you're using gear you haven't used in a while, it's a good idea to really refresh your utilization of it, do a couple of quick sample recordings, get your mic positioning right. Otherwise, you'll give your audience at least I did in my latest episode, give my audience a breathy episode.
Yeah, it's easy to do with these headsets. I'm on that very headset right now, but I've got the mic kind of pointed down. I've got it sort of level with my nose pointed down and off to the side a little bit, so it stays out of the way of the breath a bit. But yeah, that's one thing with a headset. The nice thing about a headset, though, is you can kind of look around and you're always on mic. So, there's advantages and disadvantages, that's for sure.
Yeah, and this headset I'm using right now is a relatively inexpensive Bluetooth headset with like a little boom mic. So I'll be curious to see how the show sounds, I think I know how it sounds on this end, but we'll see how it sounds on your end. So that's just kind of a little tip for those of you that are doing your podcast.
Well, you definitely don't have that studio sound, but you sound reasonable. Just as good as any reporters calling in on a phone or whatever, and even better than that. So I think it'll turn out nice.
One thing I had ordered here, Mike, that I was going to test that I didn't get time to put together is I've got the ability now with this Zoom H6 to kind of do like a mini mix minus, where I can use my regular headset and then feed back into my Mac the audio. It's better to record it from on my end versus your end. So we'll have to experiment with that next time I'm on the road.
Sure. And like I said, it's usually either you or I that record it, and sometimes you can't tell the difference when we're both in the studio. So
that works true. Out
pretty good. But like I said, anytime I've done a road show, it's the same sort of setup. I use a handheld mic and into my recorder, and I haven't done any Skype interviews or anything like that on the road. So that would be one step that I hadn't taken yet.
Yeah, and I'm doing a show with Rob Greenlee, New Media Show, this weekend, so we'll see how that one goes. But a little bit of news this week. The WWDC event, Worldwide Developer Conference for Apple, is happening. And, of course, there's been a bunch of announcements. There's some more stuff that's going to be announced tomorrow. Recording this on Thursday, the Friday podcasting session is going to go on. So we're looking forward to hearing news from there. But one thing is for sure, the podcast app is getting a refresh on iOS. I was able to actually, someone here that I was meeting with said, "Hey, I upgraded to the beta. You want to see it?" And so I grabbed his phone and played around with the podcast app a little bit. So they have refined the podcast app in iOS for the update to iOS 11. So that's something we got to look forward to. A lot of people are still never satisfied with the app, but let's be honest, it's still king of the hill when it comes to the number of people that are using it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they could use a refresh. I hear rumors that there's some other things that are changing about the Apple podcasting. You know, nothing major, but I guess we'll wait and see what they actually announce. But Apple, as per usual, announced a whole bunch of stuff at the beginning of the week. Mostly new hardware and, of course, some software updates and whatnot. iOS 11, which is going to have that new podcast app. And one I'm looking forward to is the new iMacs. I'm about due.
Well, there's that iMac Pro for $5,000. So start saving your pennies now.
Exactly.
Hey, Mike, there's a rumor going around, and it's a good one. This is a doozy. And you were the source of this rumor today that a customer called and said that MP3s were going to be illegal and the downloading was not going to be allowed anymore and you would have to stream your podcast. And the customer really was upset and wanted to know what we were going to do about it.
Yeah, it was totally out of the blue and of course, this person wouldn't give me their name or any account information, so I don't really know if they were a customer, but they were all up in arms about, podcasting is going to be illegal because MP3s are illegal, and the radio industry and the music industry, doesn't want the download and all that. Well, we kind of known that for a while, that they don't like the download. But
Mike, were you on the Candid podcast? Were you someone called and spoofed you and did a recording? Or
very well could be. It had that feel to it. So
oh, that's funny.
But it was a short conversation, ending with the person getting upset with me and hanging up, even though I was nice and calm as usual. So it was interesting. I don't know where this stuff gets started. I know, as we talked about last episode, Fraunhofer, their patent ran out and they're no longer licensing MP3, but that doesn't make it illegal. And of course, we've known all along that the radio and music industry both really don't like the idea of downloadable media, but what can they do? The podcasting is basically a internet-enabled technology. It's not owned by anybody. It's not controlled by anybody.
I wonder if we need a Snopes. It just amazes us, the number of harebrained ideas and thoughts and rumors that really come across both my email, people calling in to you. You know, it runs the gamut. I had a customer that I talked to recently that was told they needed to do like 15 shows before they launched. And I was like, well, the podcast app by default only downloads the latest 3. So they might listen to episodes 13, 14, and 15. I'm still of the old school adage that you launch with one episode, but that doesn't mean that you can't have 2 or 3 pre-recorded, but you launch with one episode, then, you know, you wait a few days to whatever your publishing schedule is going to be and you release episode 2 and so forth. So, but you know, that even takes it a step further. You continue to get some calls from time to time where folks are basically trying to figure out the sequence of events that they should use in launching their podcast, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like today, for instance, I had a call from somebody that said that Apple said that they couldn't podcast. First off, I had to try to figure out what he meant by that. And come to find out, his feed just didn't validate. And upon further investigation, he had his website in coming soon mode. You know, he wanted to have the big launch. So he didn't want anything public until the day he launched, but he wanted to be in iTunes on day one.
Right.
And, you know, the whole idea is iTunes is a directory. It's not podcasting. It's a directory of podcasts as curated by Apple. And just like the phone book, you can't be in the phone book without a phone number. You can't be in a podcast directory until you have a podcast. So you have to have, you have to have it live, published, at least one episode, and one episode is generally enough.
And if you're going to launch your podcast and you're listening to this show and you want it to be a big splashy event, then do a coming soon episode. Just record the podcast, maybe say the name. This is going to be your host. We're going to launch the show on such and such date. And just do a little teaser podcast. Use that to submit to iTunes. That can be episode 0. And then when you launch, you can have your true episode 1, and you can have roll out the bells and whistles and celebration and party and press release and have everything ready to go. Not only have yourself listed in iTunes, you can have yourself in the Google Play Store, on Stitcher, on Blueberry, all the places that have podcast directories so that you can get that maximum exposure from day one. So I know many of you that are doing your show already know this, but for our brand new users, and we have a lot of brand new users and brand new podcasters that are coming in, if you haven't quite launched yet, this is a tactic you can use.
Yeah, the episode 0 is a perfectly legitimate way to do it. And on top of that, it gives you a little extra buzz because you're already in the directory and it's just a whole nother place where people can discover that it's coming soon. And, why not just have it available? And then on day one, you don't have to wait for all these directories to have you in there because you're in there.
That's right.
And you might even have a bunch of subscribers if you're promoting it right.
But Mike, I've got a surprise though for our audience.
Oh,
you know what that is?
No,
it's a big surprise that we're going to give them, for a small nominal fee, ad-free podcasting.
Oh, isn't that nice?
But here's the thing: we're already ad-free, so I don't think anybody will have to pay for this podcast ever. I'm just teasing, but there was an announcement made by the folks over at Stitcher that they are going to be launching something called ad-free podcasting. And, well, I guess they're more or less asking a question. Will people pay for ad-free podcasting? So if you've got a podcast you're listening to right now, would you pay a small nominal fee every month, like $4.99 a month, to get the show or shows that you're listening to ad-free? So, big shows like Comedy Bang Bang, Mark Maron's WTF, you know, they all have advertising in them. So Stitcher is betting that they have a model where people will pay $5 a month and have ad-free podcasts. You know what I would really love to see, to be honest with you, is if people really love a show and they have advertising in it, volunteer to donate $5 a month, either via Patreon or an ongoing PayPal campaign. Because what it really allows a podcaster to do, and this is in case in point for my regular show, is that I don't have enough monthly contributors to replace the advertiser. But because I am getting some additional revenue from donations coming to the show, it's allowed me to hire an assistant. So I have someone now that assists me with show preparation and frees up a little bit of my time so that I can really produce a better show. So, you know, the tangible benefits of donating a few dollars to your favorite shows each month can allow a show to grow. And maybe they'll keep their advertiser for the intern. But at some point, I'd love to have the ability to replace the income I get from my advertiser by going the ad-free model. But I don't think for most shows that will, you know, most regular shows, non-superstar shows, I don't know if that will ever fully be able to be something that is possible. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's possible with a bigger show or a highly engaged audience. So the more you know about your audience, you know, as far as, you know, get to know your people and, you know, create loyalty that way. And a lot of them will contribute to something like Patreon or do a PayPal thing or just send you money. You never know, you know. It could happen. And, you know, there are podcasts out there that solely, you know, make any income they make is from that sort of thing. And they do quite well, some of them. And some of them do enough to pay the hosting. And, you know, a lot of guys are, and gals are just independent and, you know, they're doing it as a hobby. Not everybody's doing it for income. And there's nothing that says you have to do it for income.
True. But I guess if, you know, if a listener was willing to pay $5 a month for a show, I think if there was enough people that ponied up, if I had enough folks that were willing to do that, I might be willing to put out a premium version of the show that was ad-free. Now, I only run one ad in my show, so that's a couple minutes worth of advertising in it. But I guess for some folks that maybe that $5 worth, and I don't know how many ads Comedy Bang Bang or Mark Maron runs in his podcast.
Well, and the thing I wonder about Stitcher, that's just on the Stitcher platform. What I'm wondering is that does that mean their programmatic ads in between shows go away, or does that mean that the producer is going to be making a special ad-free version? Because if you like it,
the later,
right? Because like with your show, you know, Geek News Central, you've got the ad right there toward the beginning of the show, and it's just a, you know, usually a minute or two talking about your sponsor, and you're not making a separate feed for, you know, or a separate show for Stitcher. So, no. But if someone's listening to you on Stitcher, they may get an ad in between your show and the next show
that
they're listening to. Now, does that mean that Stitcher's not going to have those as well, or they're going to make anybody that's on that ad-free program make a different episode? So I guess that's unclear.
Yeah, it's unclear to me too.
So,
but anyway, you know, I always think that, you know, if you're not everyone's a fan of Mark Maron and not everyone's a fan of Comedy Bang Bang, but you have the shows that you may listen to. And, you know, we expect a lot of podcasters to be listening to the show. So us as podcasters, we should be supporting the shows that we, you know, we should be leading by good example by supporting the shows that that we love that are outside of our own. We're already essentially paying ourselves because, you know, well, some of us, I guess, not really paying ourselves. We're investing in ourselves by doing our own podcasts. But anyway, I went full circle there.
Yeah, all the time and, you know, and money that's involved with this, you know, it's sometimes it is good to, you know, make a little bit back. And there's nothing wrong with that. And
I actually saw a Facebook post. Someone's paying they're paying so much in production costs that each of their episodes is costing about $400 to put out per episode. And I was shocked. You know, my episodes cost me zero except for my hosting costs. It's my time I'm investing, but I don't, you know, I can't imagine paying $375. Most podcasters, that's not nowhere in their, that, you know, you have to be almost independently wealthy to be able to support paying $400 an episode.
Yeah, really. You know, like I said, with the, you know, most podcasters, you pay for your media hosting, you pay for your web host, and you pay for your equipment, and that's just a one-time cost normally.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's just time, and, you know, it can be a lot of time depending on how in-depth you get with editing and whatnot and show prep, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, a whole bunch of money. You know,
that's true.
You know, as I always say, is you got to pay for podcasting one of two ways, either in education or pay somebody else to do it.
Right. So. And I think education, with all the free resources out there, is a lot cheaper than doing than paying someone to do your production. And, you know, and I know a lot of people get wrapped around the axle, but, you know, I edit pretty much by cutting both ends, and then I do a little leveling, and that's it. That's all the editing I personally do, just because I don't have time, and I want my show to remain fun, and that's why I'm well over 1,200 episodes at this point. I wouldn't have lasted more than a week if I'd had to do 2 or 3 hours of editing post-show.
That's for sure. That's why, you know, all the radio shows, you know, a lot of those guys on the radio shows, they do some show prep. But they turn on the mic, and whatever happens is out there, and, you know, they don't edit, they don't pre-record, you know, and why not do your podcast that way?
Yep. Well, a recurring theme keeps coming into you, and it's very obvious that people still just don't quite get it, that iTunes pulls your RSS feed and updates their directory on a periodic basis versus when we hit publish, us pushing information to iTunes. It doesn't work that way. So you've been getting a lot of calls this week again on people being very impatient, waiting for Apple to update the iTunes directory, right?
Oh, yeah. And that's a common theme. It's been going on for, you know, as long as iTunes has had podcasting. But, you know, that's the way it works. The directories, and that's not just iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever they want to call it this week, but it's all the directories, you know. We don't, you know, even the Blueberry directory, even if you're hosting on Blueberry, that's the hard part for people to understand, is all the directories pull that from your RSS feed when they get around to pulling it. You know, look, iTunes has 375,000 podcasts or something like that that they pull on a daily basis, and however long it takes them to get around that whole list of RSS feeds is the delay. And if your feed is slow for some reason, they may skip you a couple of times, and it could be a 24-hour delay sometimes.
Although I will say that with the interns that we have in-house right now working on some stuff with Post Social, in a very short order, Blueberry's customers, at least, things are going to change so that when you publish your podcast on using PowerPress and you're a customer of ours, we're going to instantly update a portion of Blueberry's back-end platform so that what will happen is that then you'll be able, as soon as that episode has been published, there's going to be a new box on the dashboard that's going to allow you to immediately, within your WordPress dashboard, to be able to post to social, where we will send your audio to Twitter, to Facebook, and to iTunes with basically a single click of the button. So that and the reason we have to do it, the way I'm describing is that in order to send to Twitter, for example, we have to send them a specific form URL to have the player show up in the Twitter post. So we have to update the database on our side with that information so that we can basically populate the information that goes to Twitter and Facebook and so forth. So that is something that is coming two blueberry and probably, well, I don't want to even say a date because Angela will get mad. Me, you know, trying to put a date on things, cause that never seems to work out. So, but it is something the interns are working on right now.
Yeah, that'll be nice. And you said iTunes, but you meant Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Yeah, there's no instant push to iTunes.
No. Oh, my gosh. No, please, I stand corrected. Yes, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.
There you go. Because, yeah, like I say, it's just things don't happen instantly. You know, if you change anything, you know, your website, where your files are hosted, anything like that. You know, it goes out in your RSS feed pretty much instantly, so your subscribers should get anything you do fairly quickly. But as far as all the directory listings and all that, that takes time, you know, 24 hours. Sometimes with Apple, depending on what you're changing, I've seen it take 3 weeks to change artwork. You know, that's odd.
It is aggravating, though. As a podcaster, I'm just like, what are you doing, Apple? Come on, hurry up. But it's their system, and we really, you know, there's nothing we can do to push it along. Now, if you are changing your artwork, our advice is always to rename the media file. Don't use the same name as you did the last time. Some reason that seems to kind of help things a little bit in speeding up the process. If you use the same name, we've seen that kind of get stuck in a loop before. So
yeah,
if you're updating the artwork, use a just rename the file to something it wasn't before.
Yeah, I have a little admission to make. I don't remember the last time I looked at my iTunes listing, so I have no idea whether it's up to date.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't go over there very often anymore either. So yeah,
if I notice a big drop in stats or something, I might go investigate. But for the most part, I don't even look at it. I just make sure I'm subscribed to my own podcast.
Yep, and you get your update on your show on your subscription.
Yeah, and it, you know, and if I get it within a reasonable amount of time, and you know, as far as if you're subscribed to your show, it should be, you know, within an hour or so sometimes, you know. But you know, as far as the listing, it's just a snapshot of your feed the last time they looked.
Yep. Well, Mike, I think the last time we did a show, we were talking about PowerPress Deluxe and the launch, and I don't know if we talked much about it on the last show, but we definitely have launched that product. It's up and running. Sales are coming in. We're pretty excited about that. Steady flow of customers are taking advantage of the next level of PowerPress sites. So, you know, if your web hosting is coming up for a renewal and you're looking to go to a super fast, exciting platform, you may want to consider looking at PPS Deluxe and making the move. If you are going to be moving an entire site that has been somewhere else, the support team, of course, can help you out. And we do have some additional instructions for people that are moving from one site to the other in basically how we make that happen. But you basically back your site up, put it up somewhere where we can actually download it, and then we actually import it for you when you're doing a full site move. But because what really is many times the backup from sites is greater than a couple of gigs. So we want to make sure that we are able to put that media or put that file in a location in its entirety where the server can grab it and just do the processing on it, where we're not worrying about an upload timing out or something to that effect. So
I just moved one of my sites over to PowerPress Deluxe and nobody noticed. In other words, it went real smooth.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to happen. Yeah. And I'm pretty excited. Of course, I've got the Podcast Legends show up on Deluxe as well. And matter of fact, I need to go over there and enable some of the plugins and add some of the additional features that we've made available in Deluxe. So if you haven't checked out Deluxe yet, definitely give that a peek. And we definitely, I think what you'll be amazed about is the site speed. That is, to me, is what is the most incredible thing about the whole offering. Is, I mean, we built this thing to be a Ferrari, and it really, really is. It just rolls. So we're excited about it. But you can get a free month by using the promo code blueberry005 if you want to do that. Anything else, Mike, on today's list?
No, I think that about does it. I don't have a whole lot. I said we've had a lot of new people, and it's been great to talk to everybody. And so, you know, if you're new to podcasting, you know, reach out if you need some help, and we'll do our best to help you.
And if you hear any of those crazy rumors, we want to hear the source of those. Definitely let us know so we can track that down and nip it in the bud. Or if it's a rumor that has any basis of truth, then we can also propagate that. But I think that there's a lot of people out there that are giving advice that maybe should be focused on creating their podcast and becoming better podcasters than giving technical advice or sharing information that may not be absolutely correct.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a big space, and it can be complicated depending on how you're doing things. And of course, you know, what works for somebody or what they think worked for them may not be what actually worked for them. You know, as far as the big launch and whatever, you know, so you just gotta take your information with a grain of salt and talk to somebody that's been around a while.
You know, and the best thing is, there's no rules. You do it the way you want to do it.
Exactly. And MP3s are not dead.
That's a fact. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for, you know, recording this in the afternoon, which is really odd. But for all of you that have been listening to your podcast, we definitely want to hear from you at yourpodcast@blueberry.com. Send us your comments, ideas, rumors. Who knows? Who cares? But we sure thank you for joining us today on your podcast.
Yep, good to get this recorded when we did, and we'll get this out on schedule, and we'll catch you next time.